is with us as our next guest here on Pākehā. Well, it's a pleasure to have you with us, Janelle. She's brought together Indigenous artists from Hawaii and Utah and California. They're working with our local Māori and Pasifika creators. This is part of Exodus Exhibitions. And Janelle is interesting in her own right too. She's worked in prisons for a long time and actually is one of Fina Cooper's mokopuna. And she's with us today to talk about bringing the peeps together for Exodus Exhibitions. Janelle, tēnā koe, ko Dale tēnā.
Kia ora, Dale.
Hey, Janelle. Good to talk with you, Janelle. Thank you. What's this all about, Janelle? How did you find yourself involved in art exhibitions? And what's your role in it, Janelle?
Well, currently I'm the project manager for the exhibition. The themes and ideas of the exhibition came about around 10 years ago when I went on a wider journey to find out who I was and where I was from. And so this has been the epitome of the research and, you know, the self-actualization of who I was as a mokopuna. And now we're going to bring it into physical form.
Tēnā koe, talk with us about the artists, the exhibition, where and when, that sort of basic stuff before we talk a little more about the creative side of it, please, Janelle.
Yes, so Exodus Exhibition, this Saturday, tomorrow, 24th of February, at 9 a.m. is our pōwhiri being held at Unitech, Te Noho Ko Tahitanga Marae. At this point, the exhibition isn't ready to be shown. What's happening is we're having the unveiling of our artists, so people have the opportunity to come to the marae, meet the artists, hear what they've got to say, who they are, where they're from, and so it comes more of a presentation of who our artists are. The exhibition will be held later on this year, and so, yeah, we'll hear more about that as the time goes by.
Tēnā koe, well, having visited that marae, I mean, it's a stunning example of creativity, isn't it? That marae there, it's just something else. So we'll get to be introduced to some of the artists there at the Pōhiri Apopo. What's their initial reaction to being in Aotearoa and some of what they're witnessing? I mean, it's at that whare Apopo, it's beautiful in its own right too, so it'll be a magic experience for them. How have they reacted to being able to be part of this artistic focus in Aotearoa?
They have been absolutely astounded. And going back to our protocol, we engaged with Kaihaka Collective, who did an official pōwhiri at the airport, and then they were gifted with kahu. And so we knew we had to bring them through, you know, right from the beginning, under the umbrella of safety of our ancestors. And so they're just blown away. And one of the artists is actually returning after 25 years of being away. And so, yeah, they're just, their hearts are open and they're so excited, meeting new people, seeing new things. So, yeah, they've just embraced it and can't wait to share more about where they're from and, yeah, what they're going to contribute to the exhibition itself.
Which will be available for the public to view when?
We're looking and aiming for September this year to be available to the New Zealand public, but hoping that we would start in the United States on the 4th of July. So America's Independence Day. There's more than one exhibition because there's eight artists involved in this from across, right from Turtle Island, across the Pacific and here to Aotearoa. We're going to acknowledge those places where they're from and they will be able to exhibit and show in, as a solo exhibition. And then once we come to Aotearoa, we will collect all of the art together and show it here in Aotearoa in September. Yeah.
We're seeing increasing cross-collaboration with our creators and artists from the First Nations peoples of the United States. Interesting, had a conversation earlier today too, Janelle, with Te Pōho Katane. He's got a collection of creatives from the States that he's showing around our country. I mean, the potential for us to collaborate more and more seems to be growing, eh?
Absolutely. And I think it's so important at this time for Indigenous artists to be seen more, and for our ancient wisdoms to be, you know, felt more for other people across the world, because it's those wisdoms and knowledge that's going to carry us into the future. A lot of the exhibition that we're going to create is centred on, you know, futuristic, well, tools we have in the present, but being able to step into the future equipped, whether that's, you know, virtual reality, artificial intelligence, being able to take our people on the journey right from, you know, when, you know, colonization happened right through to present day, and what does that look like in the future, what is the health and wealth of Indigenous people across the world, and because Māori are so actually quite forward in terms of the Indigenous world, and people follow and want to know more, I think it was right for us to start it and start to reconnect and actually expand our boundaries and jurisdictions across Te Moana Nui a Kiwa, up into Turtle Island, and across the world, really, because the messaging of the exhibition is that, you know, not all of us are born leaders, great leaders like my nanny Dame Whina. Some of us are just ordinary people, but because we can't all be leaders, there is one thing that we can be, and we are automatically, is that we're all mokopuna. So when we wear the cloak of the mokopuna, it makes us equal, and it eradicates, you know, the differences between race, religion, gender, and it just puts us on a place where we can reach across the table and say, tēnā koe mokopuna. And so that's why I want to acknowledge all the ancestors of each of the artists as well who are involved in this journey, because the artist is not only just creating an art, creating artwork, they're going on a journey to discover themselves and to understand who their ancestors were and what's the legacy and work they need to continue as an artist.
Well, it's great catching up with you, Janelle. Thanks very much. All the best with the Pōhiri for our fans tomorrow. And let's stay in touch so we can celebrate the opportunity to whakamana them when they contribute to the exhibitions to follow. Ngā mihi, and thanks for sharing some time with us on the program today, Janelle.
Kia ora.
Tēnā rawa atu koe. Janelle Murphy, Te Rārawa, Tūwhare Tōngati Kākungi Ngāpuhi.